Under the Hugger Planner Show, episode number 52. Your 8-minute break to make the Danish way of life simple and plan a lifestyle that cares for you and your coziness. And today I'd like to cover something very unique, I mean, at least in my journey, because I'm going to share what makes Hugger so special to me. So maybe grab your pen and your paper, maybe a tissue or something, and let's get started. Whether you're turning your TV on to just rest, or you're scrolling on Instagram, or maybe you're just connecting with your friends on Facebook, or you're talking with your best friend around a mochaccino, lactose-free, thank you. You end up with the same topics over and over, especially when it comes to getting closer to summer or close to the end of the year. It's the same ideas, the same kind of conversations, and the same magazine covers each and every year. You've got everything from try keto or a slimmer face in 4 weeks without surgery. Or you've got this cleanse your cells with celery juice. Or the one I truly love, that why lemon will save you from being left-handed. To what Kim K is using to be successful. Or how yoga and meditation help this royal to run the world. Gosh, this everyday pressure to do more is not always a source of motivation. But to me, it was a sure path to kill my joie de vivre, one advice at a time. And even if it comes from someone I really cherish and respect the opinion. So in this episode, I'm sharing how I went from constantly chasing happiness to applying Hugger in my everyday life. The very first thing I did was to go from an outside happiness to an inner sense of freedom. Happiness is probably something you, your neighbors, your kids, teachers, your parents, and everything in between are looking for, such as peace, love, and respect. We have a vague, abstract idea that it's a concept or a philosophy, and we barely know what it should be or what it may be. But when it comes to get it down, I mean, how do you go from an abstract thing to what you're supposed to do every day? It's tricky. I mean, can you draw happiness? Can you tell me in 1 minute what happiness means to you? Chances are you're like me and you can't. Well, I should say I couldn't, because my whole world flipped around when I realized just one thing. If I keep chasing something I'm not able to define, to see, to draw, or to picture, how will I know I found it, even if it's just in front of my head and my eyes? This was my wake-up call. I had to define happiness first. And while I was listening, all my colleagues at the time bragging about their high restaurant they've tried, or the wonderful You Girl retreat they shared on Instagram last week, honestly, I zoned out, almost literally. Those small talks were taking such a negative toll on myself, my confidence, even my self-respect, to the point I felt insecure, doubtful, and stuck in a I have to keep pushing, that's normal to suffer mode, quote unquote, of course. My life was just an endless to-do list that dragged my soul to more anxiety, more stress, more despair. And one night when I was just crying in my bed, it hit me hard and clear. To be happy, I need to be free. Next was the time that, okay, I want to be free, but to do what? And that same night, I woke up and I dragged myself to the couch. I think it was around 2 a.m. or something, to grab a notebook. I sat down and I wrote all the ideas. And I mean, literally a brain dump of everything I had in my mind about freedom. And this was mind-blowing. And for example, freedom is about waking up before the clock snoozes for the first time. It's feeling relaxed and rested because you've got a good sleep and you're enjoying a calm and peaceful night. Or it's being ready for a new day with this amazing sensation that no matter what's coming, I've got the resource and I'm capable to face what's coming. I'm feeling unstoppable. It's looking great because you're confident. Freedom is also a way to break free from social media that need you or urge you or force you almost to stalk your colleagues on Instagram or Facebook, and you're dragging yourself out of the self-comparison wagon. But freedom is also a peace of mind when you realize that happiness has its own definition and it doesn't have to meet your friend's standards. Freedom is also getting out of the perfectionism loop. You're just looking for your loved one's smile to measure happiness. You mute all the sound, the noise around, and to retain only what matters to you and your family. Truth is, freedom is an easy way to fall silent all the fad marketing tricks. There's no more urge to buy what's popping at 2 a.m. infomercials. Truth is, freedom is rediscovering the pleasure to live your life outside online device and spending less time worrying about the I didn't see this, I didn't see that, oh my god, there's another show I have to. No, truth is, you can binge watch whatever you want, from Sex and the City to Game of Thrones or Discovery of Witches, or and maybe you're just really thinking about Carrie Bradshaw's closet and you're wondering if Mr. Big is definitely such a big deal or not. freedom is whatever the heck you love to do, as long as you harm no one. At least this is my definition. Being free to do whatever I love, as long as I harm no one. And it's not living in a fantasy world where unicorns are baristas and they serve you rainbow cotton candy on top of a marshmallow teddy bear. No. Freedom is what you make out of it. Last step was to see that freedom comes out of a plan, not by accident. Now that I know what freedom means to me, how am I supposed to reach it? Is it just a one path, or can I just mix things up? Should I choose one way over the others? Honestly, I'm kind of lazy from time to time, and I always start with what seems obvious or the tried and true system and process. Then I test it, I tweak it, maybe I will adapt it to make it as simple and replicable as possible. And this is how I jumped into the Higa wagon, as one amongst a million other different ways to reach the freedom, or in my case, happiness. My happiness was freedom, is freedom, that I was seeking so badly. I made my research, and yes, Higa was a part, an applicable part of the reasons why the Danish people are so happy each and every year. And truth to be told, I was speechless when I realized that, okay, Higa is an applicable system where you rely on simple things to lift up your mood. It supports a more seasonal and natural living. It really helps me to craft a tailored vision of happiness as a whole, and not as an average or cookie cutter one size fit all definition. And as a consequence, it reframes my mindset about comfort zone and how having a comfort zone will support and strengthen my self-confidence. And as long as I'm confident enough, I know I'll be free to do whatever I want and say no without any remorse, and having clear boundaries and healthy boundaries. Higa also helped me to quiet my relationships with the people around me, and creating better, deeper, and more meaningful bonds with the people that I really love. Plus, it was funny just to see that my apartment is now a no-drama zone. I mean, it's a place where I nurture the one I love. It's a place of hominess, a place of comfort, a place of where people feel secure and safe. And in fact, Higa helped me to break free from magazine cover that forces me to do more, lose weight, love macrame, enjoy green juice, and meditate 3 hours a day. If this is what makes you happy, do it. If it doesn't make you happy, and if it doesn't trigger a sense of comfort and a sense of confidence, why are you doing it? If it's not your cup of tea, find something that works for you. Guess what? It is time to rewind. Higa rapidly became something I couldn't live without, because it leverages the power of coziness every single day. It showed me that Higa is more than a vague concept. It's a fully easy to implement lifestyle, even if you're a single mommy and you've got two toddlers running around all day long. It's a way to mute all the pressure to be picture perfect 24/7. I mean, you deserve happiness, not fake perfection. And by the way, perfection is definitely way too boring. It really decreased my anxiety and my stress by supporting healthier choices, because I was now free from the urge to always fitting in and faking it to be accepted or understood or just respected by my peers around. And it really supported another way of living, which is smarter and more sustainable with eco-friendly choices, not only for my home, but also for my self-care habits and routine. Honestly, I saved so much money without sacrificing any piece of comfort now that I'm doing it. So now it's time for you to choose. Now you can do yourself the same favor without the daunting and painful learning curve I went through. Or you can just wait for another moment, because right now you've got too much on your plate, and that's okay. But if you believe that you're as unique as the snowflakes and your family deserve a daily dose of coziness, I'm inviting you to visit the link I've added in the podcast note, which is thehugoplanet.com/hugermadesimple, to save your lifetime spot to the Hugger Made Simple course. It's my beginner's course to introduce and incorporate the Danish art of coziness into your daily life, even if you're busy AF or on a tight budget. And when you visit it right here, right now, you save your lifetime spot. Price will double on May 10th, so don't delay. Hygge is a feeling of coziness and confidence to build, and now you can learn it with Hygge Made Simple. Until next Friday, keep it Hygge.